to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting, July 10th. Roll call, please.
Yes. Milsuski.
Here.
Hedman.
Here.
Forrestal.
Here.
Garcia.
Here.
Millen.
Here.
Reifstek is absent. Schumacher is absent. And Basola.
Here.
Thank you.
Recognition of visitors. We have our friends in the library. I forget her first name. Susan. And we have some guests here from...
Mike Kremsky.
Molly Kremsky.
Dave Gus.
Fred Kremsky. Jenny McCann.
Okay. And we have our library director. Any amendments to the agenda? I don't think that we have any because it looks like a very short meeting. We don't have any presentations. If the board can look over the minutes from June 12th. I make a motion to approve the Board of Trustees meeting for Monday, January 12th, as presented.
Second.
Okay. Yes. Hedman. Forrestal.
Yes.
Garcia.
Yes.
Millen.
Yes.
Pesola.
Yes.
And Milsuski.
Yes.
Do we have any correspondence, Shelly?
No.
Public comments?
I just had a couple, yeah, just in light of the 5 months that we just went through, and I know there's a lot of attention coming to some of these books that we're getting into public spaces for the kids. The ones that kind of train children into sexual promiscuity or to homosexual lifestyles or cause gender confusion.
Here at the library?
Yeah, I just wanted to make some comments about those.
Okay.
I don't know that it's appropriate for us to be spending taxpayer dollars on those kinds of books because they hurt kids and they are detrimental to society as a whole, and I'll explain what I mean by that. So that this LGBT agenda, in the truest sense of the word, the most literal sense of the word, is anti-Christ. God determines our genders, and he ordained male-female pairings. And this agenda defies both of those things. It's homosexuality is counterproductive to the perpetuation of society in that same-sex pairings don't produce offspring. So traditionally, we've seen the government try to encourage families and procreation.
Are we talking about the government, or are we talking about the books here at the library?
Well, you are an extension of
yes.
the government, and so
yes.
you've taken an oath to uphold the Constitution, and you're operating as government officials in
okay.
this capacity. So what you're doing, it would be similar to what the IRS would do in offering tax breaks for married couples or credit or child care credits to encourage civilization to go on. I mean, that's what the government does. It protects the people so that we can continue to grow and live.
Okay.
And so these books kind of, they do the opposite. So if someone wants to choose to live their life that way, that's up to them because we have that kind of choice in America. But for us to spend our tax dollars to encourage that seems kind of counterintuitive to me. So these kids are having their identity stripped, and now they're kind of grabbing at anything to try to know who they are. And I'm wondering why affirming these anti-Christ-inspired identities for them is the only solution that we have tried. I'm wondering why can't we tell them that they were created by the Most High God.
Excuse me.
I know. I was just about to.
This isn't pertaining to an agenda
yes.
item. Public.
No, public,
yeah.
Public comments.
But it's a chance for them to speak. But
yeah.
I want to know about the book.
Talking about like
see
consent and ABCs.
But you said a particular book that was here, so can we stick to the books? Because we're talking about books.
Yeah, so there's too many books.
How do we know there's too many books? Have you gone through all the books on our shelves?
Well, there's just a lot. There are a lot in that category in the libraries. All in the area, all over.
But we're public. But we're talking about Yorkville.
Yorkville. Shelly, do you have any of these books here?
We do not keep lists. Like, I know what you're referring to.
Yeah.
We do not do that.
You don't do what?
We don't have reading lists.
No, but do you have the books in the library?
Sure.
Yeah. So we have the books in the library.
Okay, but you're going on about other things. Can we stick to
the books? Yeah, so this is public comments.
Okay,
section,
go ahead.
Which I'm entitled
but
to.
But
it's
you
very,
are.
It's
you
very
are.
Pertinent to what's going on here. If you can hear me out and
okay, we'll give you a few more minutes because we still have to go on with our agenda.
So these kids need identities. There is an identity that they have been given, but we're stripping that away from them, and we're choosing tax dollars to funnel them into a new direction with their identity. And I think it's inappropriate, and I think it's destructive. And so that's just what I'm here to offer my opinion about that.
Okay.
Prior to this, we remained silent about this because of intimidation and name-calling. But we're not going to be silent anymore, and so I'm here to voice my opinion and to tell you. But honestly, it's more than just my opinion. It is our right to have common areas that are free of obscenity and licentiousness per the Constitution. And Mike is going to actually tell you guys a little bit more about that. But we, the people, don't consent to these materials in the library.
Okay, when you say funnel their identity, the library is not funneling an identity.
Because the
books, any book in the library is for anyone's choice to pull what they want.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the children, we have the children's library, and
these
it's the parents, it's the parents'
library.
Responsibility to determine what books they would like for their children to have.
The kids don't browse the shelves in the children's section?
I don't work for the library. I'm a trustee, so I don't really know what the children do.
So that the kids come here. It's really interactive. It's a great service. It's a great time for them to be able to pull out things and look at them and learn.
I hear your argument. And so what is it that you're saying to us as a trustee as a board? Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm saying that we don't consent to these materials. So do you have some sort of a policy for adopting materials?
Isn't there legislation that was just
Yes, what was that? Was called ALA? ALA.
Yeah, so and he'll address that a little bit more. So that legislation is unconstitutional.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm going to counter you.
Sure, go ahead.
I have a gay son. He doesn't make that choice. No, he would not choose to be gay because of people like you. So on the flip side, I would like to know he could come in and he could read and identify. So there's two sides to every story. So why should we always back your side?
Right.
How about backing
Correct.
My side?
Absolutely. I totally see your argument. So it's not my opinion that I'm stating. I mean, it is my opinion I'm stating, but I'm not coming in here because this is my opinion. I'm coming in here because you have taken an oath to the Illinois Constitution, which says that we have an inalienable right, which is an unchangeable right, to have these common areas protected from licentiousness. And if you want to go ahead and talk, it'll make a little bit more sense.
I'm going to start with...
We'll give you 2 to 3 minutes.
Well, do you have a policy for...
For adoption, yes, we do.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Thank you.
So,
5 minutes.
Right.
Well, is this... Wait, hold on. Is this because you guys are a couple?
We're individual.
Okay.
He's a people, and I'm
okay.
Yeah.
I want to make sure.
So I'm going to start by reading part of the Illinois Constitution. It starts: "We, the people of the state of Illinois, grateful to Almighty God for the civil, political, and religious liberty which He has permitted us to enjoy, and seeking His blessing upon our endeavors, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the state of Illinois." So the preamble to the Illinois Constitution establishes the purpose for the formation of Illinois. We just heard that. And everything within the Illinois Constitution establishes out of gratitude to God so that we might seek His blessings. So everything that follows that preamble, that is the purpose of everything after that. So I'd like to start with Article 1, Section 1, which is how and why we have governments. Governments are instituted among men for a purpose. And you are a government body And then according to the Illinois Constitution and the U.S. Constitution, your purpose is to protect inherent and inalienable rights. That is your purpose. That is your sole purpose for coming together as a board for the people. Then I'd like to talk about some of the issues that we're talking about where in the Illinois Constitution it would violate a right. So according to Article 1, Section 3, I'll just summarize these for you for time's sake. Section 3 is the free exercise of a religious profession and worship is forever guaranteed, but it is not excused acts of licentiousness. So you cannot violate our rights by promoting licentiousness in the library. Article 1, Section 20 is a guaranteed promotion of individual dignity. Communications that portray criminality, depravity, or lack of virtue are condemned. So you cannot promote those, communicate them, display them, have them.
Okay, our board policy states 3 minutes.
Okay.
Unless additional time is granted, each person is allowed 3 minutes to speak, and we've done four.
Okay. So each member of this board took an oath to the U.S. and Illinois Constitution. And you're obligated to that oath, and you have a duty to protect inalienable rights of we the people.
Okay.
So you can't choose which
time is
rights.
Up.
No, it's not 3 minutes.
It's been.
This isn't three minutes.
Okay,
long,
go
this
ahead.
Entire thing. So it's your job to protect the rights of the people. You don't get to choose which rights you get to protect. It's your sole obligation and duty to the oath you took to the Illinois Constitution to protect our rights. The Illinois Constitution protects the people from the display of licentious and immoral preferences in the public square, which this library is the public square. It is an infringement upon the rights protected by the Illinois Constitution to expose, encourage, and communicate acts of licentiousness that come into direct conflict with the edicts of God, whose blessing Illinois was established to seek, which we just read on the preamble of the Illinois Constitution.
Okay. So we thank you for that, and you do have a right to speak on your topic as a public comment, and we heard it. As Ms. Michalski stated, you know, we hear everyone. This is one side. This is one story. We are a member of the ALA, correct? ALA?
ILA.
ILA, okay, ILA. And there are certain laws and certain things that we have to also, we're not just an entity of the city, we're also an organization that has to abide by the laws of the library as well. And so
we're going to see those laws challenged. I understand your situation right now, but we're just coming and telling you what's coming.
First obligation is to protect, you took an oath to the Illinois Constitution. Doesn't matter what laws pass, because if they're unconstitutional, it's your duty to make sure our.
But now you're saying, but you're saying that we have to go on a side that you're choosing to go on. I mean, what if someone else comes in?
The Constitution.
That's right.
And I know it's not. I know we're breaking oaths all over town, nationally, federally, everywhere. There's oaths being broken, but it's going to be addressed. We're going to come back to a time where people are going to be held accountable.
Okay.
For breaking these oaths.
Well, thank you for that. Do you want to say something?
But as of right now, we have a legal obligation of what we
you have an obligation to the Constitution.
Yes.
Protect our rights.
I understand.
First
what you're
and foremost.
Yes.
Right.
But we also have to protect
everyone's rights.
You only have to protect the rights that have been laid out in the Constitution.
They are consulting just like you can say.
Right.
But you can't.
Right.
Acts of licentiousness can't be excused.
I'm sorry, sir. We've given you your time. If there's anyone else that would like to speak on this, otherwise we're moving on. We thank you for your opportunity of coming in and speaking your values, what you believe, and you have a right to do that. If anyone else would like to speak at this time, otherwise we're going to move on to our agenda. It's at hand. Thank you so much for your
Thank
time. Friends of the library.
So we had our meeting.
Yes.
And our budget is at $19,497.57. Our encumber, that is all of the money that is going to all of the programs, is at $11,683.07, leaving us a balance
of $7,704.50, but there still is $2,815 in the library account from the mini golf. So
okay.
There's money there. And the used book sale is coming up. One of the issues that we got resolved, we're looking to become a 501c3 and put in an application, and the stickler was, we applied for an EIN number, and the IRS came back and said, no, you have one already. So thank goodness Judy was so diligent and would not let go. She did get a response from the IRS saying that back in probably the late 90s or 2000, an EIN number was issued, whoever was running Friends. So we do have that EIN number. We're going to need to just review all bylaws and get that application in as soon as possible. So
they had already started the process.
So
and just
go ahead now. The last thing is that the used book sale is going smoothly, everything, and we signed up for volunteers and hopefully get it out to all the members.
When does it end? The used book sale?
The used book sale is,
Saturday, September 2nd.
Oh, September. She said started, so I'm thinking it started. Okay.
Oh, no.
We've started collecting the books.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
are you still collecting books?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They usually collect right up to week.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay, thank you. Staff comment?
No.
Okay. Report of our treasurer, Ms. McCaskill.
Okay, you see we have still some fiscal year 23 out there with our starting our new fiscal year, so that we know it's under the list. I'm looking through the list, there's nothing really hugely outstanding. Shelley did point out there is a TRICO bill on page 14 for $2,272. That is nothing to do with the repairs at the spring maintenance. So there's
the TRICO.
Repairs.
Okay. That was from previous.
Everything's pretty much in order.
Okay.
So I'd like to make a motion to approve the bill list as presented, with bills paid in the amount of $27,285.49, payroll in the amount of $37,328.38 for total disbursements of $64,613.87.
Second. Roll call.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
And Hedman?
Yes.
Okay. Report of the library director.
So we are on our last month of the summer reading program for all ages this year, all together now is our theme. So Jeanette had two programs that I want to point out that were over 100 people.
Oh.
We had our magic show in this room was 148 people,
wow,
which is our biggest yet.
Yes.
So our ghost program was first, but now this has happened. And we have a reptile program coming up on July 22nd, so we'll see how big that program is as well. Her second largest program was out at Pharmacy Farm Stand in Newark.
Mm-hmm.
She would go out there and do story time as well, and she had our 37 people in the
room
for that.
That's awesome.
She hosted her first family fortnight.
I saw that.
At the library. I think I saw pictures of the Edmonds.
Yep.
There. We had 58 people in attendance for that, and families were asked to bring their pillows and blankets and create forts in the library and do individual story times in that. So she's going to do that again on Monday, August 14th. I guess that's a board meeting too, so they won't come in. I'm going to talk about a few special programs that she has coming on this month. She has started now. We do chair yoga for adults. She's doing a storybook yoga now for kids. We have a parent that has stepped up to host that for us, or teach that, I guess. She's going to be doing an owl pellet.
What is it called?
Owl pellet.
Oh,
inside.
So yes, I've seen that. Yes.
Yeah. So we're using some of our items that we have in the library for our programs now. So we have a microscope that we can check, kids can check out. So we're going to highlight that program. Some of our crafts that we're doing now, we're using some of our items from our library things. We have a wood burning kit. We have a loom that people can check out. So we're kind of highlighting those things as well
for them to check out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. I'm in the process of collecting quotes for having our gutters, downspouts cleaned, spider webs removed around the building, and windows cleaned inside and out. It's been, I think, two years since that's been done, so we need to get that done again. As far as staff goes, Madison, she attended the ALA conference that was in Chicago.
Oh, so Chicago, okay.
Yep.
Good.
So she had a great time going to that, and she brought back a lot of product samples and actually books, children's books that we were able to put in our collection, too.
Okay.
We are going to have, starting on July 20th, the third Thursday of every month, a representative from the Illinois State Senator Sue Resin's office doing office hours here in the library in the lobby. We're going to set up a table so community can come in and speak with her.
We did that.
Speak with her representatives about issues or questions. That office will be traveling around.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think we did it before.
I registered to attend the 3-day ILA conference in Springfield in October, so we're going for that. And at the Friends meeting this morning, Mike was highlighting a bunch of programs that he has started. I lost my focus. That are going to be coming up this fall. Then I'm just going to make you guys aware of. We have a cake and cookie decorating program that's going to be going on.
Adults
and kids.
Kids too.
A weaving program for adults and kids as well.
Oh, that's good.
There's going to be a new health and wellness seminar coming up. The Hicks brothers will be back here playing on October 5th, Thursday, at 5 o'clock. And then we're also hosting a open house to meet our ELL volunteers, English Language Learner volunteers.
That's good.
So we have about 20 students right now that are signed up for this program that come weekly.
Wow, that's awesome. From the high school?
No, adults.
Just adults.
English Language Learners.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're trying to spread the word, but it's hard to do when you're doing it through digital content.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not reaching the people
who need to
reach. So we're brainstorming, trying to figure out
I know the school district has where you can do community news.
The school district's been very good
with
us with spreading the word. But we also reached out to a higher immigrant population with employers like Wrigley and Menards to help us spread the word as well.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, they're doing a
phenomenal
job with all of that. And then lastly, in the packet on page 35 is a memo from our attorney.
Okay.
Just confirming the statement that of the policy change that will be happening on the issue.
Okay.
So it's to protect the freedom of libraries and library systems to acquire materials without external limitations and to be protected against attempts to ban, remove, or otherwise restrict to books or other materials.
Okay.
It's a poor quality copy on the last page.
I see, but I can read it.
Yeah. But
so he's in place to book views.
Yeah. I just wanted you to see what the memo came from the attorney was.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all, Shelley. No city liaison, standing committees. The personnel meeting did meet to discuss our director's evaluation, and we will discuss further a little bit in the executive session. No other committees met. Unfinished business with our HVAC.
Okay, so I gave you guys
yes.
an update. So I had talked last month about the finding that the refrigerant was contaminated.
Yes.
Okay, so we went through the process of, we have two circuits.
Mm-hmm.
And circuit two we started with, we evacuated that refrigerant. The company came out and did that for us. And then Trico came back with their vacuums and dryers and dried out circuit two. We had to replace the control board. That was bad. And once that evacuation and drying and cleaning was done, then we had to install 6 30-pound refrigerants. Is it 134A? Am I saying that right, Brian?
Sounds right.
So I've listed what those costs are for that here. That worked out well. Ted says it's running very well, but we're still running on just one cylinder or one circuit. We're going to let that run for several weeks, they said, make sure it's working, and then they're going to shut down circuit one or circuit.
The other one, circuit one.
The one that's not running,
mm-hmm.
and do the same thing.
Okay.
Trico right now tells me that circuit one's control board is fine, so they don't anticipate needing to
replace
that, so that's a huge savings there. But we'll still have to go through evacuating, cleaning, and reinstalling new refrigerant.
Okay.
So that'll
hopefully that will be the
summer.
The last of some of that.
And then let's see, while I was on vacation, Ted had to go up onto the roof and clean off the rooftop unit for our server room because
yes.
the coils were dirty, so we were getting an alarm in the server room.
Mm-hmm.
And the coils are dirty because of the baseball field activity going on right
back
now
there.
And
the
construction turf. At the high school. It's when he said he cleaned the coils, they were very, very, very dirty with that
like
fine
dust.
Dirt.
Yes.
Yeah, the
like
dust.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So we may have to look at it again after they finish all
again,
that.
Another testament to the savings that Ted has saved us with not having to call service people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And the last one is I had to have a valve in my office replaced because it's not operating right. So when Ted tried to tweak it, it got stuck in the open position, so it was really cold. So then today kind of messed with it, and
now it's back to normal.
It's not.
No. Now it's not.
They replaced it. They're going to have to come back and look at it.
Okay.
He's not happy with it.
Okay. Okay. Okay, that was our update, HVAC and other issues, and hopefully the refrigerant, once they let it go for a couple of weeks. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, on to new business, election of officers. Last month we had some elections, nominations, and so now it's our time to vote. And the list is the following. Okay, starting with president. Nomination was nominated by Mr. Forrest Lowe to nominate, so we'll start with president. All those that are by show of hands that approves or vote for myself to be president, go ahead at this time. Okay. 4. Ryan Forrest Lowe was nominated for vice president. All those that would like to see his nomination go forth. Okay, Treasurer Jackie was nominated by Ms. Schumacher. She's our current treasurer. All those that wish to vote her in as continuing with treasurer. And then Rosie is our current secretary, and she was nominated by Ms. Machowski. And so all those in favor for Rosie. Okay, so we have our new board. And this is good for, I was just going to say that it's a 1-year term, and then we start the process all over again. Those that are still here, we will vote again next July. Okay? And that is the end of our meeting as far as the public. At this time, I make a motion.
Do you need to set the committees?
Do you have it?
They're on the agenda.
Is it there? Okay, set the committees. Do you have your copies here?
I only have a copy for you.
Okay. Do you have it?
Yes.
Okay. So, previously our committees were community relations, facilities, finance, personnel, and policy. Community relations we had because of we didn't have the marketing director, the marketing and that we have now. What's her name?
Caitlin.
And so we don't need the community relations anymore. I think Caitlin is handling that portion of our what we needed. And so I make a motion that we or vote nominate that we
second.
Okay, that we remove the community relations committee. And then for this current term, we have the facilities. Forrestal will still remain as the chairperson. We have the finance committee, and our treasurer, Machowski, will still remain the chairperson. Personnel committee, myself, and then the policy, Carrie. We'll be the chairperson of the policy committee. And then on the committees are facilities, Forrestal, Hedman, Machowski, and Reifstech. Finance is going to be Hedman, Millen, Michalski, Reifstech, and then Schumacher. And then personnel would be Forrestal, myself, Millen, and Pasola. And policy would be myself, Pasola, and Shoemaker. And that is our committees for this upcoming.
I'll send that.
And she's going to email you an official copy of all so we can have it for ourselves so we know.
Got it.
Okay.
Everybody's on two committees.
Everybody's on two. Okay. And so at this time, our public meeting, I make a motion that we go into executive session for the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of a specific employee of a public body or legal counsel for the public body, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of a public body or against legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity.
Second.
Okay.
Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Hedman?
Yes.
Okay, so we will go into executive session. Okay, so we're out of executive session, and we're going to go ahead and try to set a date to meet with our finance committee to look at the budget. And when are you available?
Let's see. Do you want to do this on the
this month? Sure, so I can be ready for
this month. Okay.
What do you
get, Miles? Let's see here. The last week of the month. Should be okay any day of the last week or the 31st, which is the very end.
Oh,
and I'm out of town.
I am too.
The 29th through August 6th. Are you out of town the 24th?
That's the when it starts.
Okay.
What about
the 31st?
That doesn't show that I'm back by then.
Okay.
What about it? Would probably have to be at the beginning of August.
What are you doing
with the, what do you have?
August, let's see, Tuesday would be out. How about, let's see.
The 17th, the week of the 17th.
Oh, I'm around.
Let's see, that's the third week. Okay, that should be okay. The 17th of August?
Yeah.
You're saying?
Oh, I was looking at July.
July. Oh, I'm sorry. 17th. Yes, 17th is okay.
She has the 17th. Mm-hmm. At what time are we looking? Oh.
No, I'm just trying to think of what the, yes, I can do the 17th.
Okay.
Do we have to do it later or can we do it earlier? What do you have available?
Is it like 6 o'clock? Does that work out better for people?
5:30 to 6. Mm-hmm. I'm coming from Naperville at 6:30. But I make it back in time?
6:30 would be better.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
6:30.
Okay, so 6:30. Shelly, 6:30.
On the
17th. On the 17th Finance Committee. Well, we don't have any other business that we need to discuss, and so our meeting is adjourned.